Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And it is over! The Rangers win! The Rangers win and advance to the Final Four! Wow! What a comeback!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
It is now Wednesday, May 22nd, and you know what that means. Or maybe you don't. The New York Rangers will host the Florida Panthers in Game 1 at the world's most famous arena. It's going to get really real. You know what? I was just telling Paulie, I was like, man, I can't exactly say what went down tonight, but I was having some conversations in the Perfect Suite, which featured Brian Cashman, Bernie Williams, Jim Leyritz, Roy White, freaking Keith McPherson. I was having some conversations about how I became a Devils fan and my Devils fandom, and of course, everybody's talking about the Rangers and the Rangers game coming up, and I was proposed an opportunity to go to Game 1. Now, mind you, I've never seen a Rangers game. I've never seen a Stanley Cup playoff game. Never seen an Eastern Conference Finals game in any sport. And so as a sports fan and a sports host in this great city, I'm like, I'm interested. That's something I would want to do. But there was one caveat. It's like, if you go and the Rangers win and you have a good time and you see how the Rangers do it, you relinquish your Devils fandom and you join the Rangers bandwagon. You get on the bandwagon, you rep the Rangers the rest of the way. And I'm like, I'm not like that, but I want to go to the game. Let's see, if they lose, do I have to? It would be great. It'd be great to go. It'd be better for me to go and then get on the radio to be able to talk about. Text me tomorrow. Now it's tomorrow. It is officially Wednesday. We'll see if that actually materializes and comes through. But I'm a Devils fan. The Devils, they brought me in. They answered the call. Didn't hear anything from the Islanders and their owner. Didn't hear anything from the Rangers and their owner. The Devils brought me in. They were on it. They let me bring six of my friends, gave me a McPherson personalized sweater, had me on the Zamboni, big screen, VIP. And so the young lady I was speaking with said, oh, so you can be easily bought. And I was like, no, but my hockey fandom was up for sale then. So why can't it be up for sale now? Devils are eliminated. Like, it's like, you do have some valid points here. I'll have to think about it. But I don't know. I'm the type of guy, man. I'll say no to tickets, especially expensive tickets, suite tickets, Madison Square Garden tickets. I don't know, man. I'll update y'all on that tomorrow if it goes down. 877-337-6666. Avery in Manhattan on the Fan. What's up, kid?
Hey, Keith, if you're going to the Ranger game tomorrow, let me know. I want to see you.
You're going?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going. I think, at one, I was told, obviously, can't wear any devil stuff. And I'm like, I wouldn't do that. I'm not that type of guy. I don't go to, like, if the team that I
rep get food out of the building.
Nah, I'm never looking for that attention.
Don't visit me in the garden if you're wearing devil stuff.
I wouldn't do that. I would not show up to a Mets-Phillies game wearing Yankee stuff. I wouldn't show up to a Knicks-Pacers game wearing Nets stuff. I wouldn't do that. I went to Knicks hosting the Heat game 5 in the playoffs last year. I did have on my Brooklyn Nets socks, but nobody could see them.
Well, I wore a Rangers jersey to a St. Louis Blues Columbus Blue Jackets game in St. Louis, but that's neither here nor there. I called to talk about the upcoming series. I think it's going to be close, and it's going to be awesome. And I don't want to make predictions, so I'm not gonna. But I think it's going to be a great test for the squad. And I will say this, every time I think about the matchups and I think about the players on each team, I see someone from our team who can combat someone from their team, match their level of intensity, or even set the level of intensity themselves.
Yeah, and hopefully you have Philip Hedel. I was reading something earlier today about him expecting to return and, like, you know, Blake Wheeler. I was talking about last week how...
Well, Wheeler's not going to play, but no? It's good to have him healthy.
They said that they were working towards it, but even just the thought of having more guys, more bodies, I was talking last week about how it's the opposite for the Knicks, right? Guys for the Rangers like Wheeler and Hedel, who you thought were out for the season, the Rangers keep advancing, and then that gives them a greater chance, you know, another week to heal up, another week to get healthy. I know Hedel was sick. But then for the Knicks, it's like as they were advancing or as they were playing games, it's like there's no point in advancing. You're dropping like flies. You don't have it. Like, you're not going to have enough guys.
I will say, I read from Molly Walker in the Post that Hedel will probably play tomorrow night because he was skating on the third line. So that's a good sign. I think a lot of us forgot about Philip Hedel because the Rangers had all the success and he wasn't there. But let's remember that from that 12th forward position, we were getting no production except for a bunch of hitting and beating up from one Matt Rempe, which was fun when it was happening, but we don't want that now, especially going up against this team.
Yeah. There's a New York Post article. The headline is Philip Hedel implies that he will be in the Rangers lineup for game 1 versus the Panthers. And his quote was, it's going to be nice to be involved in tomorrow's game as well.
Now, Hedel is, when he gets going, he goes. I want to just add one more thing about the situation here. In 2015, and I know this is not this example doesn't necessarily equate, but the Rangers also came back from having a year advancing to the final. And I listened to the podcast Up in the Blue Seats with Larry Brooks and Brian Boyle and Molly Walker, and they were saying, and Larry Brooks was saying, in 2015 the Rangers came in and they said, well, the team were playing, I don't remember who it was, whoever it was, they're good, but we're going back to the final. And of course, they didn't go back to the final. Sometimes there's this idea that with teams like that, and from what I heard, it sounded like Florida's similar. And I mean, they're very intense. So even if they are similar, they're gonna challenge us to a massive extent and really push us to the brink. But it's interesting to think that we also have something to prove, and we weren't there before. We weren't there before, so there's no expectation. We got nothing to lose, is what I'm saying, Keith.
No, it's the Frozen Four. It is supposed to be tough. You hope that it goes Well, maybe you don't hope it goes seven, but you hope it goes that, you know, the Rangers' way, however many games. And listen, this is the team that's in your way. It's the Florida Panthers. So hopefully the magic continues.
But that champions have to be able to beat good teams. So I don't want to hear all this, do we fear the Florida Panthers nonsense. Don't have fear. The Rangers did it. They keep proving themselves to be this magnificent team that can come back even when they look like they're going to lose and lose the series and collapse again. They keep finding a way. I don't want to hear all this nonsense about people being scared.
I don't think anyone's scared. I don't think these guys are sure. They're hockey players. They might.
No,
they
mean
might
fans.
Respect.
I mean fans.
Oh, well, fans are definitely scared. They don't play. Thanks for the call, Avery. Fans have no faith. 877-337-6666. I mean, the fans were watching the second period of Game 6 like, oh, we're cooked, man. No way we win Game 7. And they win Game 6. Don't even get to Game 7. 877-337-6666. Chris is in Lynchburg, Virginia. He's going to want to talk about Game 1.
Morning, Keith. How goes it, man?
I don't know, man. I'm just tired of the Celtics, bro. It's just like,
enough. I figured.
Enough already.
I know Lou Gowrie is because he made a comment earlier that irked me a little bit about. He's like, oh, I'm just going to root for the Celtics to lose. And I'm like, well, you know what? That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, but you're going to be disappointed because Boston's going to win the series. And don't get me wrong, I was pretty nervous watching this game. And Indiana probably should have won the game, but they fumbled that one away. So we'll see what happens. But I'm feeling good about it. And for all those people that want the Celtics to lose, like I expect them to continue to be disappointed because – their only chance is probably going to be in the finals because Minnesota, I think Minnesota wins the West. That's going to be a tough matchup for sure. But that was definitely an intense game, and I'm glad Tatum finally stepped up in the clutch for sure.
Yeah, he had some opportunities and didn't make the most of them in regulation. Overtime, it's like he got a mulligan, got an extra life.
Yeah, for sure. But like I said, I still think this goes five, maybe six. And don't get me wrong, I kind of still wanted to face the Knicks, but I think those injuries caught up to them. Because like I said, I'm sure most New Yorkers and even Bostonians wanted the Celtics and Knicks because that New York-Boston rivalry. But it is what it is, and I think Indiana's a good test. I know they don't play defense, but that offense, the pace they run is definitely insane for sure.
Yeah, but them losing that game right there is going to swing the series because the Celtics probably win the next one. If you split two and then go to... Gainsbridge Fieldhouse. It's, you know, I don't know. The Pacers, you know, small market teams deserve a shot too. You had a shot, you blew it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Can't blame that one on the officiating.
No doubt at all. No doubt at all. But as a Nets fan, I mean, this is a question I also want to ask you too, because you're a Nets fan. Are you hoping Minnesota takes care of Kyrie, or do you think Kyrie is gonna make it interesting, or like, what's your take on with Kyrie in Dallas? Like, do you want him to lose? You want him to lose badly, or
I don't want Kyrie to win a championship ever again. But
at least be great. Yeah,
I did have the thought today that if that happens, it's just more of an indictment on the Brooklyn Nets, and it's just more of like, I don't know. Kyrie is a very like spiritual, in tune, like, I don't know, God fearing. I don't know exactly what religion he practices, but. You know,
sure.
He's just a very deep thinker, and if this vision that he had to force his way out of Brooklyn and for Joe Tsai to say, oh, you want to be a Laker, we're not trading you to join forces with LeBron, we'll send you to Texas. You can go work for Mark Cuban, right? You post that anti-Semitic stuff, well, now your owner's Jewish. You can go out there and play with Luka. Well, universe never unconnects. They're back in the Western Conference Finals, and I think they have a good shot to beat Minnesota.
I do so too, and it'll be interesting. Like I said, personally, I think it's going to be Boston and Minnesota, and then whatever happens, happens. But I'm glad at least with certain fans like yourself, at least we agree on the fact we definitely want Kyrie to lose, because that would just be a huge like middle finger to the Celtics and Nets fans if he wins another title for sure.
Yeah, he'll be rewarded for all the nonsense. Thanks for the call, Chris. It's funny, I think I heard Evan talking about KD's never winning anything. KD's done. KD should have never left the Warriors in the first place. You know, Kyrie, for as much as he helped put together the last superstar era of the Brooklyn Nets, he absolutely helped tear it down and then was always kind of trying to escape blame, was always kind of pointing the fingers at other people and other things. Like, dude, you were the one before the COVID stuff. You were the one before the COVID stuff, taking time off, you know, having birthday parties, not playing in certain games for whatever reasons. And then we all know the story of him not wanting to take the jab. That derailed a lot of things. And then, you know, posting the stuff that he posts and saying it's just, I don't know. It was all a mess here. And, of course, he lands with Jason Kidd and Luka. And the first half of the year, they didn't have enough. But then they load that team up around them. And they have enough to get to the Western Conference Finals. And I think Kyrie is a dog. I think he's the type of guy that in, you know, the further they go, the more he can raise his game, the more that the stage is not as big for him as the stage gets bigger. And I think when you pair him and Luka, that could be a tandem that if Ant-Man isn't on and Kat isn't on, like I think there's a good chance that like it's going to be tough for them to stop Luka and Kyrie. And Kyrie might be back in another finals, and he might have another magical moment like he had, what was that, 2016? And that would suck for Nets fans because Kyrie is a New Jerseyan. He's a New Jersey Net fan. He said he wanted to come home. He said he wanted to be a Brooklyn Net for life. And the Brooklyn Nets refused to extend him. They refused to pay him because of all the antics and things off the court. No one could deny his 40, 50, 60-point performance. The guy's a wizard on the basketball floor. He does things on the basketball court you've never seen other people do. I mean, the NBA even faked on him. They didn't put him in the top 75 players all time. That doesn't make any sense because of the politics and the nonsense swirling around his name. But, I mean, God has a plan for all of us. And Kyrie had to go through all that nonsense. But ultimately, he's a hooper. Ultimately, he's a basketball player. Ultimately, he did get paid. And he ended up in a way better situation. The Brooklyn Nets are trash. The Dallas Mavericks are in the Western Conference Finals. 877-337-6666. So, I don't know. It sucks to be a Nets fan right now. I am not rooting. I wasn't rooting against the Knicks. I'm not rooting against Kyrie. I'm not saying I'm rooting for him, though. I'm not saying I want him to win the finals. Out of these four teams, I honestly would like to see the Timberwolves and Ant-Man get it done. I just think out of nowhere, that you know, they would be a great story. But like it sucks as a Nets fan to think about what you had. You had KD here, and he signed his extension. And he wanted Kyrie to get his extension. And the Nets, you know, cut their nose to spite their face. Like you get the superstars. You get what you need in a star-driven league. But then you want to fight them. You want to go against them. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Hindsight is 2020. None of us knew exactly how it was going to go, but they made a ton of mistakes too, even with the James Harden and Ben Simmons stuff. You give away Jared Allen and Caris LeVert, who have become two solid NBA players, your homegrown guys, and some picks to get Harden here, and then Harden forces his way out because he doesn't want to be the only guy here. He came here to play with KD and Kyrie. KD's always hurt. Kyrie's always with the shenanigans. And so he forces his way out, and you got to take on Ben Simmons, and now look at you. That's what you're left with. Ben Simmons, paying him a ton of money for him to go to the Met Gala with a big clock on his outfit. Like, it's shameful. It's embarrassing. I almost don't even want to claim him. But as far as watching the NBA season, I looked at the underdog story of the Knicks and a city that's been starved for a team like that, and I could get behind that. I knew the Knicks weren't going to ultimately win. I knew they weren't. My initial take was how I really felt, but then I got off the haterade. My initial take was they can't get to the Eastern Conference Finals without Julius Randle. Just think about roster construction and matchups. And then I said, I'm not going to tell you what they can or can't do. But then I ultimately ended up being right, but just not being part of the coalition of Knicks haters. And with the Rangers too, I was out last year. That was more universe never unconnects. Because as a new Devils fan, and last season being the most locked in I had ever been on the Devils, going to live games, watching every game. If I was on air, you guys would have hated me on air. You guys would have, I would have been your least favorite. You've been cutting the radio off. Because when the Devils came back, I'm listening to WFAN and I'm listening to everybody from Sal to Big Mac or Sean and I forget who else. Even the morning show guy, I'm like, everybody's position is what the Rangers didn't do. There wasn't any position on what the Devils did, but how the Devils came back, how miraculous they played. But that was last year. Going into this year, the Devils, they were ranked as one of the top five teams in the NHL. I knew, don't believe the hype. It's too much hype, too fast. I remember Bleacher Report, Open Ice had them number two, and I'm like, this is not going to be good. And then obviously you have the Dougie Hamilton injury. You have Jack Hughes' injury. You have the scandal that, got some players suspended. They wanted to fire Lindy Ruff. They still haven't hired a new coach. Anyway, you guys don't care for me to, go down the rabbit hole with that. But the Rangers beat the Devils every single time. They beat their ass this year. It wasn't close. So I already knew when the Rangers get to the playoffs, maybe the Islanders will have something for them. Nope, the Islanders end up drawing the Hurricanes, and they don't get out of that round. And I would have been I wasn't rooting for the Hurricanes to beat the Islanders. I was rooting for the Islanders-Rangers to match up. And now here we are in the next round, the Rangers advance. Why would I root for the Florida Panthers? Yeah, I've got family down there. I used to spend summers in Florida. And none of my black relatives care about the Panthers, though, so I'm not going to pretend. They don't care anything about hockey. I'm not going to latch onto that. I'm in New York City every day. I'm on the radio in New York every day. Let's go Rangers. And for the Devils fans that are upset hearing me say, let's go Rangers, it ain't that serious. The Devils haven't played in months. And honestly, I don't care about any of that. Like I care about the New York Yankees. Soon as the Knicks lost, as a Nets fan, I exhaled. But as a Yankee fan, I said, good. All of those Knicks fans that are so locked in on the Knicks, out there chanting Knicks in eight, cry, get over it, realize that the season, it was not that great of a success as a number two seed. You failed because you didn't have the bodies. The best ability is availability. You didn't have it. Lock in on the Yankees. Right now, not for nothing, the Yankees are fairly healthy. Knock on wood. They're about to get healthier. They're about to get some high-played players back with accolades. That can only help. Let's lock in on the Yankees. But losing is contagious. The Knicks lose on Sunday. The Yankees and the Mets lose on Monday and Tuesday. The Rangers have to win tonight. Jay is in Fort Lee. Jay, you're on the Fan.
Jay, I'm in the AM.
Yeah.
Don't call it. I'm back. I've been here for years, rocking my peers, putting suckers in fear. I'm old school. Yeah, baby. I'm old school, baby.
LL Cool J is hard. Yep.
It's the man. I actually worked for him for a year, and it was a pleasure. What a gentleman.
He's a GOAT. I feel like they leave him out of the conversation.
Oh, absolutely.
All-time rappers. Man, he had a hell of a run.
Not only that, he doesn't even get the credit for
being an actor.
Kind of inventing, what do you call it? I'm stuck on the word. But
style,
like fashion rap. He was doing it long before Biggie, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was way before Drake had all the, women, lady followers and listeners. LL was making music for that.
Oh,
chicks.
I need love, man. All the women love that, man.
With
the Kangol. He had the body. He was just the nicest guy to work for, man. Just a real pro, man. Just a great guy.
He reinvented himself multiple times. He had a hell of a run.
He did. He ain't done.
No, and he's still out there. I just saw him in a commercial.
He's still out there,
He was in a Coors Light commercial.
Take that money. Let's get it. So anyway, I was watching Hoops mainly tonight. It was a great game, but I'd pop in and out of the Yankees. I don't know if you're going Thursday, man. I'm in 203 on Thursday, like row 10 or something. Hopefully you're there. I'll say hello to you, man.
I'm not going tonight. I have a balance
Day game, man.
Yeah,
Thursday
I know. I might try to go Thursday, and then I'm on at 7, where it'll work out fine. I could go to the game, come chill, and then do the show. But it's just
It hits at 12:30, man. It's an early game because it's getaway day, man.
So, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about it. I got to be a family man when I'm not on air.
I hear you, man.
I gotta take care of myself.
I'll be there, man. I'll look for you. I'll see if you're there.
Yeah,
but anyway, man. I didn't see most of the game. I would pop in and out. I saw the great catch. What's his name? Made at shortstop. Beautiful. But what I want, or maybe it was 30. We just leaped high in the
Cabrera.
Air.
Cabrera, play of the game.
Yeah, man. Beautiful. But anyway, I hate when they get cute. So the Yankees were really behind, and they struggled to get back in with Glaber. And then you bring in a guy. You know what this guy's ERA is with plenty of innings pitched in the minors? He's like almost 7. You're telling me they needed a lefty so bad I mean, if you look at the splits, I'm sure you could find right. Yeah, you'd have a lot of good pitchers in Scranton. You can look at the splits and find a righty who's good against lefties. That's a joke, man. They scrap back. They're right in the game, eighth inning, and you bring in that guy, man. That's, you know, they get cute with that stuff, man.
Yeah, that's the exact phrase for it. They got cute. They thought that they had a lane in a four-game series. They try to have a plan. They try to go to some analytics. They try and say, okay, this is where we can deploy a Clayton Andrews.
I know they didn't want to go back to Clay, but they're going to have to establish over the next few months what is their pen, you know, when you got to have a must-win game, you know, because when you play against the better pitching, you know, you really got to get tight with that pen. And that talk you guys had about, you know, what happens when Cole comes back if he's healthy. I mean, I saw something, I forgot where I saw it, might have been on the athlete, but I saw something that's pretty clever. You take someone like Nestor and you pair him with someone like Schmidt because they're both really good first two times through the lineup. So you go, let's say, Schmidt for five, Nestor for four, and now your bullpen had an entire day off. And those guys don't go more, you know, I mean, Schmidt's been showing that he can go a little longer, but, you know, Nestor hard for four, Schmidt coming starting hard for five, bullpen gets a rest, and you probably get good pitching from those two guys. And they stay in the rotation that way instead of going to six. And I would keep Heel at least 160 innings, man. I mean, this guy's a stud, you know. Yeah. I wouldn't mess with him with putting him in the bullpen. Remember Jabba, starter, reliever, sure. They messed him up.
Sure. Not everybody can do it. Not everybody can do the piggyback thing either. It's you know, it's a different mindset.
No, I hear you. But those guys would only be pitching four or five innings anyway, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and it's just because let's say you get to July now and Heel's up at around or August 1st, Heel's at like 140 innings. Okay. So you're going to start to use him sparingly. But meanwhile, Nestor and Schmidt or whoever you decide to do the piggyback with, they're still on the rotation every fifth day going four or five innings. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just a thought. I thought it was
a good problem to have. I mean, you're getting back the 2023 AL Cy Young winner. Good problems to have to figure out where to put him.
No doubt.
He's also got to get work back in. I don't know what to expect out of Gerrit Cole after this much time off. I know he's Gerrit Cole, but I think they have to find a softer landing spot for him in this next month of June. And they got to kind of ease him back in with his workload. Like, I don't expect Gerrit Cole to be a workhorse his first outing against the Dodgers that Friday night. Like, he's not going eight innings that first night against them.
Nah, but due to the beauty of this pretty good, you know, very good start for the Yanks and the pitching's been excellent, there's no rush to, you know, it's not like we have to get him back on the season's long.
No panic. I mean,
you know, and he's the money man, you know. You only have maybe three or four more high years, you know, the best years from him left. So, man, you got to be real careful what you do with him.
Yeah, and I know they're thinking about it. I know they will be.
You should have seen Big Juicy. You should have seen Big Juicy tonight in the front row at the Celtics game.
Big Sloppy?
You know, Poppy. I call him Big Juicy, man.
Yeah, he's always looking for attention, that guy.
Yeah, man. That was a very good game. You know, I find myself rooting for the Celtics after Indiana did that choke thing, man. You know, at Halliburton, man, that was the push. You're going to pull that out. You come to the arena wearing that.
That guy's just a cornball. He's just a walking nerd loser that can kind of shoot. I hate his form. He's just a wannabe.
He cost them the game tonight, a bad turnover. I love Halliday's play.
Right.
You know, like Halliday kind of reflects the way the Knicks play when they're fairly healthy. I still believe that if OG was healthy, the Knicks win that series.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that they let the Bucks trade for Dame and then the Celtics get Drew Holiday. I'm like, that's not fair.
Yeah, well, right now he's kind of showing Tatum and Brown, look, this is how you be poised in big moments.
Yeah, he's a champ.
He's got that.
He won it with the Bucks. I wanted him on the Nets like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, he would have been good for the Nets.
He's one of the best defensive. He's getting up there in age, but
he wants a chip.
He wants another
one.
He wants to shove it in the face of Giannis and the Bucks organization. Like,
yeah, that's right.
I was a huge part of that run. Y'all need me. I'm about to win another one over here.
I think that Edwards is going to eat up Kyrie, man. I hope he does. These flat earthers, they got to go, man.
Thanks for the call, Jay. 877-337-6666. Yeah, Big Sloppy Ortiz was in the fake garden. The Toronto Dominican, what's it called? What's TD Garden stand for? Not Toronto Dominion. Thinking Dominican with Ortiz. He's always got some goofy outfits on looking for attention. Who else? I saw they had Marky Mark's brother in there, Donnie Wahlberg, Drake May, and the new quarterback up there. So, I don't know. I just look at them as wannabe New Yorkers. They want to have a celebrity row, and they can't even come close with their whack celebrities from Massachusetts. And they want to have Side Talk NYC viral video of the fans celebrating outside. I'm sure that'll surface in the next couple days, and it'll be whack. But yeah, congrats to the Boston Celtics. Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers absolutely blow game one, and I think that blows the series. All right, coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Going to choose one player to crown from the night that was. It is 12:30-something in the morning on this Wednesday as we get ready for game one with your New York Rangers. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Yager to the empty net. Score! Yager fills the empty net. And the Rangers lead 4-2.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And in a losing effort, I still got to give this man his flowers, because if you can hate on a guy and criticize a guy for when he doesn't do the right thing, you should also be able to say, hey, good job. Pat a guy on the back and say, we see you. Gleyber Torres. Thank you, Gleyber. I've seen Gleyber be clutch. I've seen Gleyber hit home runs. That looked like the Gleyber Torres that we all started to really know and love early on in his career. That looked like Gleyber Torres that we've seen save the Yankees. And he almost got close to doing it with the three-run shot in the bottom of the seventh. That fly ball to left center, scoring Judge and Anthony Rizzo to bring the Yankees within one. But then Clayton Andrews goes out there and, you know, the Yankees already predetermined their lanes and their script and their plan. And, you know, the computer said, beep, boop, beep, boop. Clayton Andrews just got to New York City. Must deploy him now for a game series against the Mariners. Here may be a good spot. The computers don't know, right? The computers can't judge the momentum that the Yankees had in that moment. The computers don't know. Hey, the fans were waiting for that moment. It was a scoreless effort from the Yankees, and that picked everybody up saying, okay, we're going to find a way to win. Every game can't be you just bludgeon your opponent and beat them by 4 or 5 runs. Maybe we come back and win. And nope. Not how it was meant to be, because Luke Raley homers to make that a 2-run game, and then later on, Dylan Moore again to make it a 6-3 game and drive home safely. 877-337-6666. Bruce is in Flushing on The Fan in New York.
Keith, you and I are going to have a disagreement about the bullpen, so get ready. And also, I'm going to talk about the Rangers, make a prediction if we have time.
Mm-hmm.
First, on the bullpen, Boo knew he made a mistake. He probably didn't see the press conference, but he basically said, you know, it's a fair question. In hindsight, I should have not done it. And you could tell
yeah.
He knew he made a mistake.
Closest we're going to get to Boone admitting a mistake, basically saying, you know, it didn't work and could have had options, could have thrown somebody else.
But the thing about being a manager, you have the power when they give you the little printout, and when Brian Cashman or whoever flunky it is whispers to you during the day, hey, we've got this left-hander. He's in 27 plate appearances, his 0.91 slugging percentage and 303 or 313 with on base percentage. You got to work him in against a left-hander. As you pointed out, this crowd was ready to explode when Torres hits that 3-run home run. And if you hold him in that inning, you don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But and if you're the manager, you say to yourself, I'm going with guys I know. I don't know this kid from Adams. We just called him up. He's a young kid. Now is not the time to
yeah,
put him
kid
in.
Never that's came a, to New York before, never been in New York City.
Well, that's why you're the manager. If he wanted a computer to manage the Yankees, get a machine from IBM, and we can input the computer and have him make the decisions. But we're not doing that. We have human beings, and that's why you pay a manager a few million dollars a year to make those decisions.
Yeah.
And that's why Yankee fans do not like Boone because he doesn't have the guts to tell Cashman, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, it, like I said, all I lean into is we've seen this type of stuff before where this tells you, like, there's no reason. It's a one-run game, and I was there. I'm telling you, I was sitting in 124, and I think I was the maddest person in that section because as soon as I saw Clayton Andrews on the mound, I'm like, why is he pitching? Number 74, Clayton. What? I'm like, we're not up right now. We don't have a lead right now. We're down one run, and we're running out of time. We don't even have that many outs left. And then as soon as he gave up the solo shot and then hit a batter, I stormed out of the section. I was pissed off.
Second point, the bullpen has to be reworked. You know, it's nice to hit on long shots, but you can't have a bullpen full of long shots. Hamilton has been okay this year. Hasn't really been the same this year as he was last year. You have the other right-hander.
Yeah, see, also he got put on the COVID list.
Right.
And you know how they play the games with the bullpen budget, with guys pitching, right? We're in a stretch of games without an off day.
But here's my suggestion. Go out and get people. Now, White Sox are going
no
place. They
did. They went and got Michael Tonkin.
As I said, get people with track records, not long shots. Who the heck is Michael Tompkins? Do you know who he is? Because I surely don't.
He pitched for the Braves, and he's the one that ruined the Mets' chances early this season.
Right. He couldn't even make the Mets, and he won them on the Yankees, who's going to be a World Series team with the proper bullpen. So here's my recommendations. Go out and get Kopech from the White Sox. They're not going anyplace. You get him for a song. He's not perfect, but he's got a damn good fastball and a good slider. Is he always perfect? No, but he's got a track record and a power arm. Second, the one I would love to get is Miller from the A's, but if you can't get Miller, then Kopech is a reasonable second choice. And then there's the kid on St. Louis, what's his name, Raleigh? Whoever, their closer, they're not going anyplace. Go after him. And then if you get Kaelin coming back probably tomorrow, and you build back this bullpen. But you can't go to the bullpen with long shots and expect to go to the World Series.
Ron Marinaccio should be here.
Right, that's another point.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying not to, because it's just one loss. You're going to lose games like that. But, we all try to manage the team. We all try to general manage the team. And Clayton Andrews in that spot when you needed to bounce back and you got the heroics from a struggling Gleyber Torres who helped botch the game last night, it's unfortunate.
Quick point on the Rangers. Rangers in seven with them winning in overtime in the seventh game. It's going to be a series that's going to be with skating and handing. It's going to be a physical war, but we'll win in seven.
You got it, Bruce. Thanks for the call. 877-337-6666. Rangers in seven, winning it in overtime. You heard it at 12:45 a.m. on Wednesday, May 22nd, way before game one happens. I'll have to put that in my notes just in case that comes true. Bruce from Flushing had a vision. And yeah, going back to it, man, with the Yankees, you have seen them do that so many times. I'm trying to think of some of these guys' names. Like, remember Brooks Kreisky? What's his name? Brooks Kreisky? And I'm like, why is Brooks Kreisky in the game? This is what they do. They get cute, and they think they can steal some outs with these guys. And instead, a team like the Mariners are like, yeah, all right. Just what the doctor ordered. One-run game, not anymore. 877-337 6666. Yeah, Michael Tonkin. They thought they could get cute with Michael Tonkin. I remember saying that. Like, you saw what he did to blow the game for the Mets. What do you think? Like, you're going to turn him into some type of magic man? I don't know. There were some folks that said this Yankees bullpen is going to be blown out by May. They're going to be worn out. They're going to be burnt out by May. I said, no, they're not. You're just going to see a bunch of random guys. It's ever-changing and evolving. I don't know you, Clayton Andrews. I don't know you, bro. And I don't want to know you, bro. Like, it did not work out. And we needed that game. And, okay, so now instead of going to Nick Birdie or Caleb Ferguson or having Ron Marinaccio up here, because Ron Marinaccio, at least I feel better about Ron Marinaccio in high-leverage situations, one-run games, more so than a guy that I don't know from anywhere who now has a 27.00 ERA. Yikes. It is what it is. That's baseball, Susan, but that is not Susan baseball. 877-337-6666. So, you know, guys flow in and out of bullpens, and I still was looking for the answer. I was reading an article about Adrian Hauser. I was still looking for the answer about why Adrian Hauser moved from the bullpen to being a starter. Adrian Hauser doesn't help his shaky Mets standing with dud outing and loss to Guardians. Yeah, fool me. Can't fool me again. Didn't you see enough starts from Adrian Hauser to move him to the bullpen and not give him another start? I don't know. In a spot start, the right-hander scuffled. Why is it a spot? He was a starter. He was in your rotation, and then he was in your bullpen. Why is he starting again? A rotation that has largely been a strength found a weak link on this night as Hauser allowed 6 earned runs. What are we talking about? You identified the weak link and removed him. I don't know, man. Your guess is as good as mine. I got to keep digging. I got to go look at the Mets reporters. And did they ask Carlos Mendoza? I'm sure they did. Did they ask Carlos Mendoza, hey, why, what happened with the rotation? Like, is someone not pitching? Is someone not making a start? Why is Adrian Hauser back in the rotation? Tyler McGill just came back. Why are we going back to Adrian? I don't know. Frank is in Baldwin, New York. Maybe Frank knows. Did you watch the game? Did they speak on the broadcast about why Adrian Hauser is back to starting and not a bullpen guy?
Yeah, because they want to stretch McGill out for an extra day, and then they want to go 6 for 1 week. Some BS like that. You know, listen, my entire team sucks. They have no minor league system. They never really did. It's time. It's time to just dump everybody except Alvarez. See what you can get for Lindor. You got to trade Alonso. Diaz might be our best prospect, you know, for a good minor leaguer. It's just time. This team's just terrible. O'Neill, Marte, I mean, this team stinks, bro.
Yeah, it's...
And it's sad. So I'd rather talk about your cat. How's your cat doing?
The cat is good. I just...
Listen, you want to have a little fun with the cat? Do what I do. I bought some bubbles.
Yeah.
And every day I do bubbles with the cat. The cats love the bubbles.
All right, I'm definitely going to put that on the shopping list because we got to get that for my son. And I was just about to say, I got to get something for my cat, Toon, because her birthday passed. And I'm in the cat store, and I'm looking at all these things, and I'm like, I've already bought her so many of these different, like, the fish toy or the rope that you play with or the tunnel. And, like, she'll play with it for a little while, and she'll get over it. So I brought her this, like, scratching post thing. It's like cardboard with holes in it that they're supposed to scratch, and she doesn't scratch it. But what she always is scratching up is my son's mat that he plays on, and I don't want her scratching that mat up because she scratches the pieces up, and then he eats the pieces of plastic.
Oh, boy. That's not good. Oh, jeez.
So that's what I do when I'm not on the radio. Stop her from scratching up the mat and stop him from crawling over there eating the plastic.
So, yeah, get the bubbles. I'm telling you, the cat will love the bubbles.
The bubbles will kill 2
day.
Birds with one stone, and we'll just... I'll just blow bubbles in the living room, and they'll be mesmerized by that.
My cat stands up like a kangaroo, and he boxes at him, tries to knock him out, and he just starts meowing. It's the greatest thing ever. I love it.
Yeah, putting it on the shopping list. Target. Hopefully Target has a bubble maker or just bubbles where I can put the wand in the soap and blow them out.
You'll have fun, I'm telling you. Listen, you know what really upsets me about the Mets? This team is not doing well. They're playing some bad defense. They're not running the bases well. And yet, every time they get a hit, they're out there celebrating like if they won the World Series or Game 7. And it really bothers me.
They don't know. They're disconnected. They don't know. They're supposed to be like an order, right? They're supposed to be like, okay, we're locked in right now. We get a knock. All right, we celebrate when a run comes across or someone hits a home run or we're coming back. But who's the leader, man? Who's the guy?
Yeah, well... That's it. You know, no offense to snowflakes, but the Mets are a bunch of snowflakes. You know, there's no leader on this team. There's no dogs.
Yeah, they're soft. They get walked over. They blow games to the Marlins. They go to the Guardians. They can't score enough. They lose one run, two run games. They gotta get some hit, sack. We say that a lot on WFAN. Yep. They gotta have some sack about them, or this team is gonna get blown up. Again, back to back years. You're gonna watch Steve Cohen eat money and trade off for prospects, and then what does that do for your chances? Prospects are suspects. You just be hoping for another 5 years that it materializes.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, any chance you're gonna ever be on the Craig Carton show? I think he would be great on the Craig Carton show, even as a guest. Or what do you think? You ever watch the show?
I'm like, have you been checking my convos with Craig? I do watch the show, and I don't think I am famous enough or popular enough for national television.
Well, you're getting there, that's for sure. I think
I can hold my own in the conversations, football, basketball, baseball, even some hockey, but I don't think I'm recognizable enough for the national audience. No one said that but me. I don't think that if I pop up there, I didn't play. I'm not a former player. And, you know, some of the other guys used to be on like ESPN or other. I have some Yes Network stuff on my reel and some MLB Network stuff, but I don't think I fit the role of like the Victor Cruz, Tim Hardaway, you know, like those guys that sit in with Craig, Plaxico Burress.
Yeah, even, I still love watching him.
Even like, Brian Russillo, like, or what's his name? Jacoby?
Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, no, I don't know why I said Ryan Russillo. Because, you know, those guys all had like ESPN shows at one point.
Like when the Rangers won and Carton comes on, he goes, "Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer." He keeps saying that every day. It's so hilarious. When he's still remember the Boomer Carton show. I love that.
That's his line. That's his like catchphrase. Yeah. Boomer's not with him, but it still plays.
Absolutely. All right, listen, have a good night and take care of that cat and take care of the baby. And keep doing what you're doing, KMVP.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Frank. Yeah. And that's Craig's way to deflect so he doesn't have to watch hockey or talk about hockey. He can just say, "Nobody cares about hockey, Boomer." Next up on the Carton Show. I did text Uncle Craig because the DJ's party that we're doing this week, I remember listening to WFAN and even seeing the clip. I'm from the shore, bro. Like, I grew up there. Like, when we come back, I'll have to tell you guys some DJ stories about, like, how I actually, like, really grew up there and being in there. And I knew bartenders, DJs. I've been thrown out of that place. I've been refused entry to that place. I pulled some baddies out of that place. But I text Craig because I was like, "Bro, you got to crash the kickoff to summer party. That's your thing. Like, you manifested that." When you came back to WFAN, you said there was one place down the shore that you would have a radio party, like a summer kickoff party, and it would be DJs. And I remember hearing that before I was even on WFAN is like, "Yo, dope." Like, my mom used to live 9 minutes down the street. I used to take Lyft, Ubers. Not even back then, they were just like Vets cab and like Shore cab home. I used to just get in the back of the cab, faded, and land on my front yard. I'm like, "Craig, you got to crash the party." And he's like, "Maybe I will, but I don't think he is. I don't think he is. I have to hit him again." I'm like, "Bro, pull up. I'll be out there, so if you guys are coming Friday, I'm not going to be on stage. I'm not hosting. The nighttime show isn't hosted at DJ's, but I'm from there. That is my stomping ground, so I'll be mixing it up with everybody sometime in the afternoon." 877-337-6666. More sports talk, and now I got to mix in some DJ's Jersey Shore stories when we come back. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
"Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?"
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
"All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of."
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.